Luke chapter 1, the book of Luke chapter 1. As you know, on Sunday mornings I've been preaching a series on what I've entitled Making Christmas Great Again. And I hope that you've been able to join us for those. And knowing that I had, because of my illness and I missed the first Sunday of December, I had four parts of that message and I want to give the concluding part this coming Sunday. And so I decided I want to give part three tonight. I'm going to give you the part three tonight of Making Christmas Great Again. And you know, we don't have to make Christmas great. It's already great. But what we need to do is make sure that it is great in the way we celebrate it, in the way we carry it out in our lives. We've talked about some of the things, and we talked about how there was great joy. First of all, in the first message, how that great joy was a great message of Christmas and the story in the Bible. We saw this past Sunday how that Mary being great with child. We talked about the importance of the virgin birth and the incarnation of God becoming man. Tonight, I want to direct your attention to Luke chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading in verse 13, if you'll stand to honor the reading of the Word of God. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 13. This is the part of the story that we don't get into as much, but is when the angel appeared to Zacharias and Elizabeth to tell them of the coming birth of John the Baptist. And both Zacharias and Elizabeth were very well in age, and according to verse 7. And so the angel says in verse 13, "But the angel said unto him," to Zacharias, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to the disobedient, to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Father, thank you for your word. Bless our time here tonight. Help us, Lord, to understand and appreciate and live out how great Christmas is. And this I pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. Amen. You may be seated. The story of Zechariah and Elizabeth and the coming birth of their son precedes that of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ by about 6 months. Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. And it is wonderful to know that is in this close relationship, and this story is very much a part of Christmas as much as the shepherds and the wise men. But we don't get into it as much because it takes we spend a lot of time in the other parts, which is fine. But I think there's a beauty of this, and one of the things that I wanted to emphasize in this series that we're talking about, Making Christmas Great Again, is to understand that not only was there great joy, and not only was Mary great with child, but the third part of this series is that there, as part of the Christmas story that makes it great, is that there was a great witness. There was a great witness. God raised up and prepared John the Baptist to go before the Lord Jesus Christ as he would make his earthly ministry. We see it later on as John the Baptist would be the one to actually baptize Jesus as he would begin his earthly ministry. But when you go back and read here in Luke chapter 1, you see the message of the angels to Zacharias and to Elizabeth, and you see them as they prepare for this miraculous birth that would take place in their life. I mean, it was kind of like the Abraham and Sarah all over again from the Old Testament. Here you had elderly, a couple that never had children, and God miraculously allows them to be able to conceive, but it was this child that was prepared to fulfill those Old Testament prophets of how that there would be one that would go before the Messiah. There would be one that would preach. There would be one that would make the way prepared so that those who would come and hear the Messiah would know that that is the right Messiah. That is the one. And so John the Baptist had a very special part of this. And John the Baptist was a great witness. You know, I think one of the greatest opportunities we have at Christmas is to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. This and Easter is just easy times for us. We should be able to share our faith. He gives us opportunities to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And just saying the very words, Merry Christmas, gives us an opportunity to do that. And many times people who are not open to the gospel, even those who are not interested in attending church, hey, good chance that some of them might show up for a Christmas Eve service. Or maybe even this. Isn't it going to be great? Maybe some of those will get in the mood and say, you know what? I think I'll go to Christmas service on Christmas Day. Since Christmas is on Sunday, maybe I'll go to church this year on Christmas. And churches like us that are going to have services, and which every church should have service on Christmas Day, on a Sunday, should have it. And maybe that would. But we can be a witness. And there's some things that we learn from John's life, and when we dive into the message of John the Baptist, we see, first of all, that he was sent by God. John the Baptist was a messenger sent by God. He was not just somebody that was tapped later on as adult where he, I can't do anything else. Maybe I'll just go be a preacher. You know, he wasn't one of those. He wasn't one of those that just decided that maybe this was something he wanted to do. No, God prepared John the Baptist even before he was born. And he was already set aside for a message of God, that to deliver the message of God, and we'll get to that in just a second. But it was also a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. So many prophets would predict that there would be one that would cry in the wilderness, one that would prepare the way of the Messiah, that would let them know that the Messiah has come. Now understand, for hundreds of years, there had been false messiahs coming on the scene. There had been false prophets and false teachers and false ones who would come along and say they were the Messiah. But they never had all the prophecies never did fulfill. And all the things, it wasn't the true Messiah. The way they would know that there was a true Messiah was that they would be a forerunner. They would be a great witness. That great witness was sent by God. Can I tell you something this evening? Every single one of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior has been sent by God to be a witness. God is sent, you're sent by God. That's why you're still here. God chose you, not angels, not cherubim, not seraphim, not Michael, not Gabriel, to carry out His message. He has chosen you. As His children, those who have received Christ by faith, you have been sent by God just as much as John the Baptist has. And that's what's great about Christmas. It's a great opportunity to be a great witness because we've been sent by God. But notice number two. Not only were we sent by God, but there was the message of God. There was the message of God. And John would take and he would prepare himself. And we see later on how that he would be in the wilderness for many years until the time for him to come on the scene. And he had a message of God. You go and read of his ministry as Jesus was preparing to come on the scene. And he would be preaching repentance. He would be preaching the kingdom of God. He would be baptizing. And he would be preaching for people to get right. He would preach against the false religion and the formalities of religion that were destroying people's relationships with God. There was a message that God... Listen, God has a message for us today. He has a message for a lost world that Jesus loved them. Jesus died for them. Isn't that wonderful how that Christmas just exposed, you know, we've had, you've seen news, and there's a lot of people who saying because of some things that have happened one way or another in politics, you know, well, we have hope or we don't have hope. Depending on who you listen to. You know, do we have hope or do we not have hope? Can I tell you something? Hope doesn't come from a man. Hope comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? And that's where the hope is. And the message that we have today is that there is hope in this world through a personal relationship because of Jesus coming into our world. Because of the manger, because of the Bethlehem, because of the cross, because of the empty tomb. The message we have is that you in this world, you don't have to live like this anymore. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to go the way you've been going. Turn your heart to Christ. Turn your heart to the Lord and let God lead you. That's the message that John the Baptist had. That's the message that we have. But notice number three, he was not only sent by God, he only had a message of God, but notice he came in the power of God. Came in the power of God. It says in verse 15 that he was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb.
There's a story when Mary shows up and goes to visit Elizabeth later on in this chapter. And it says that in verse 41, that when Mary comes and goes sees Elizabeth after she found out what the angel told her was going to happen in her life, down in verse 41, it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard Mary, that the baby leaped in her womb and Elizabeth herself was filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, I'll tell you what's the truth. There's just a whole lot of power going on in this family. Listen, that's the same power you and I have this evening. The same Holy Spirit that filled John in his, even from the womb, that filled Elizabeth at that moment in time, is the same Holy Spirit that indwells every single one of you and me since the moment of our salvation. We have the power of God. We don't have nothing to be afraid. I'm not afraid of the liberals and the modernists. I'm not afraid of people wanting to take away Christmas and the manger scenes and take away In God We Trust and everything else. Hey, listen, they can do all that, but that doesn't change God. He's not concerned one bit about all that. Listen, we go in the power of the same Holy Spirit of God today. When we go out this week and when we're in the shopping or we're out dinners and we're out with our families and maybe we're around co-workers who don't know the Lord, maybe we're around family members who don't know the Lord, understand this, that the same power of God that was in John the Baptist in the womb, that was in Elizabeth as she carried John the Baptist, that same power of God is in you today. Just think about that for just a minute. That you, there is nothing you can't do for God if you just let Him. You can be a witness. You can share the message of God. You can be a great witness. You can allow God to do great and mighty things with your life this Christmas. John the Baptist was a great witness. We can be great witnesses as well. And I believe we can make Christmas great again. I think it's time that we quit giving in to the world all the time. We just sometimes just want to give up and say, well, you know, let them have it. But, you know, I think God's doing some great things in our world. There's great revivals breaking out all over America. There's great revivals breaking out in other parts of the world. And you don't see that on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and everything else. But if you pay attention to what our missionaries tell us, there's a great move of God going across our world. We're hearing it from Amber, even in Rwanda. We're hearing it from our missionaries in other parts of the world. We were here the other night. One of our dear friends and Hannah's roommate from college, that I've known that little girl since she was a little girl, and she's a young lady now and graduated with Hannah. And Denise is getting ready to go to Canada as a full-time missionary with our North American Mission Board. We're going to have Denise. She's going to be with us before she goes in late winter, early spring, before she leaves. And she's given her life to go to Canada to plant churches and to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so excited for that. She's got the same message and the same power, and we can do that as well. God is moving in great ways. And we just need to remember that being a part of this Christmas season, and the reason it's so great is because it's a chance to be a great witness. You say, preacher, what was it really that great? Was it really great? Well, I'm going to prove it to you. Sometimes you just have to look in the Word of God and see it. I want you to look in Matthew chapter 11. I'm going to close with this verse. Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. 11:11. Or as they say, where I come from, 11:11. And if you didn't understand that, I'm sorry. I'll translate it for you later. But Matthew 11:11. From the very words of Jesus Himself. Jesus is speaking in verse 10, and He's talking about John the Baptist. And He talks about the ministry of John the Baptist. And He said in verse 10, "For this is He of whom it is written, Behold, I send My messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." And this is the words of Jesus. "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist." From the very lips of our Savior, He tells us how great of a witness that John the Baptist was. Let's make Christmas great again. It's already great, isn't it? But let's make it great by being great witnesses. Let's share the message of God and the power of God. And let's go out as God has sent us to share this great and wonderful thing. I'm going to pray, and we're going to have one concluding song before we leave to kind of get you in the Christmas spirit, okay? Let's pray together. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the greatness of this season. Thank You that as we've gathered here on this Wednesday night before Christmas, Lord, I pray that as we go about our activities and our reschedules and routine, bless, Lord, this time of year, and may everything that's said and done bring honor and glory to Your precious name. In Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people said,
Amen. All right. Boy, John's ready. He's ready. He's got that song cranked up, ready to go. Number 12, right? Yep. Glory to God in the highest. That's it. Now, this is an upbeat song, and it'll get you going.